Britain's Prime Minister faces a fight to stay in her job. This is the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Theresa May will face a vote of no confidence as the leader of her party tonight. By late evening British time, her fate will be known. She spoke earlier outside Downing Street.
I will contest that vote with everything I've got. I have devoted myself unsparingly to these tasks ever since I became Prime Minister, and I stand ready to finish the job.
The BBC's Ian Watson explains what the vote means for the country and for Brexit.
There is a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister amongst all of the MPs. It takes 48 to trigger it, but it takes 158 MPs to vote for no confidence in the Prime Minister before she is ousted. If she wins this vote tonight, she will be safe in her job for another year. If she loses, she will have to step aside as Prime Minister once a leadership contest is arranged. The field's then open for other candidates to join. Once they've reached the final two, the membership as a whole then get to decide who the next Conservative leader is. But of course, they're also deciding on who the next Prime Minister is. Now, we should bear in mind that Downing Street are saying today this will undermine the Prime Minister in the negotiations with the European Union, but also because there's no one clear successor, the whole process may have to be undertaken. And that, if that's the case, it may not be completed until mid-January or late January. Now, remember, we're meant to be leaving the European Union on March the 29th, so what they're saying is that that would increase the risk of no deal or no Brexit.
Ian Watson there. Let's do the numbers. The British pound is ticking up from a 20-month low on Theresa May's pledge to fight this evening, and global stocks are higher on optimism of a resolution in the US-China trade spat. Now, as the politics around Brexit get trickier, British businesses are grappling with the very real effects. Jacob Tundill is founder of Cocofina, a coconut products company based in the UK, with more than 40% of its customer base in Europe.
We had a distributor from the Canary Islands contact us. He said the products were great. It had great potential to be sold, but he has two concerns. One is possible tariffs and euro to GBP instability.
And you're not being able to reassure your distributors that you can give them an answer on those issues.
Well, I've given an answer in terms of saying that, look, I'll price the products in euro because as a businessman, I don't want to wait for 6 months or 12 months to start because it just means that someone else has taken my space on shelf. But the part that I'm not able to do is what is going to be the paperwork? What is going to be the tariffs? Because if the tariffs are going to be really high, maybe I'm not going to be able to compete with my competitors in Germany, for example.
So if you have more than 40% of your customer base in Europe, this is potentially a huge existential threat for you, is it not?
It is because, we've had two issues. One was a big customer in France stopped selling our products. And another one was a distributor in Slovakia said, let's wait and see what happens with Brexit. This is the first time we're receiving a specific response that says we're not going to do anything till these concerns are resolved.
So, Jacob, when you wake up and hear that now there's going to be a leadership contest within the Conservative Party, how does that make you feel?
I'd like to see someone take responsibility and say, look, we're going to put the country first rather than who's going to become the leader.
Jacob Tundill. Brexit doesn't just affect Britain and the European Union, which are getting divorced, but also non-EU countries like Switzerland. The BBC's Imogen Folkes reports from Bern.
It's the sound you hear on the London Underground. Now, though, it's a phrase making the headlines in Switzerland.
The clock is ticking and we are worried.
Any level of uncertainty is poison for business.
UK is very important for our industry. Last year, exports totaled 2.3 billion Swiss francs.
Three worried Swiss business leaders. The gap is financial. And Mind the Gap is the name the Swiss government has given to its Brexit strategy. But hang on a minute, why should non-EU member Switzerland have a Brexit strategy at all? Ivo Zimmermann represents the Swiss machine tool industry, a key sector of Switzerland's economy.
The close economic relations between Switzerland and the UK are based on the bilateral agreements between Switzerland and the EU. So after the Brexit, these agreements will cease to apply.
For Switzerland's machine tool manufacturers, the UK is their seventh largest trading partner. So surely the hard-headed Swiss have already hammered out a great new trade deal with soon-to-be non-EU member Britain. Not so, says Haig Simonian of the British-Swiss Chamber of Commerce.
Britain's hands are tied because under the arrangement with the EU, Britain can only start acting independently once it's no longer a member.
I believe with every fibre of my being that the course I have set out is the right one for our country.
And so when news of the withdrawal deal between the UK and the EU was announced, there was relief in Switzerland, but it was short-lived. Watching the row in London, Ivo Zimmermann is not entirely confident.
We know that the Swiss government is doing everything to ensure a smooth change, but there are still lots of uncertainties.
And so the gap still looms. As the UK Parliament agonises over whether to accept that deal from Brussels, the Swiss may have to wait right up until March and then scramble to get their own trade agreement in place, deal or no deal, between the UK and the EU.
Imogen Folks reporting from Switzerland on the ripple effects of Brexit. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.